Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Samantha Wood, managing editor of news for the Berkshire Eagle. Both of us hunkered down in this cold weather. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David. How are your feet? Are you staying warm?
I'm doing okay. You know, the wool socks, the long johns, the extra thick pants, the layered shirts, hoodie, and gloves, and you name it. I even got a face mask just to keep that wind off your face. But for most of us, especially in your area, in the Berkshires, eastward towards Boston, digging out from quite a snowstorm that came along with blowing winds, blizzard conditions at time, even flooding along the coast, thousands of flights canceled, the usual nightmare on the roads. We saw a number of accidents, and not only that, but deaths from all the way down in South Carolina, all the way up through Maine. We've seen problems. And now the cold, the bitterly cold temperatures moving in, and all part of what they named a bomb cyclone with these hurricane force winds that have made everything into black ice this morning. And really, you know, you go out, you shovel the walkway, the winds come through, and you got another 3 or 4 inches blown back over the walkway.
Yeah, I think the wind is going to be the most immediate concern now that we've had the snowfall. And of course, poor Boston's been hit very hard, and many comparisons to the blizzard of 78, which is really the milestone of snowfall and emergency conditions in wintry Boston. Here now, we're really worried about wind chill and low temperatures. We're looking at wind warnings of 45 miles per hour and a wind chill warning in effect until Sunday morning, where they're expecting temperatures of 35 below zero. So it's certainly dangerous to be outside.
Yeah. And, you know, you sometimes see these young people, forgive me, college students, braving the elements by walking around in shorts and T-shirts. This is not the kind of cold to be doing that in.
Yeah, no, I think this is the kind of weather where you pride yourself on layers and you cover every piece of available skin. It's a crazy time. And people also, I think, need to be reminded to check in on their neighbors and take extra care with their pets, all that.
Also, I think there's an element to all of this that many of us are used to in the Northeast. We know what snow is. We know what cold is. And as we hear the media ratcheting up, and we're part of it, while it is, quote unquote, a dangerous situation, it's not something that we haven't experienced in the Northeast before.
No, and we kind of, you know, there's a little bit of pride in having to pull on the extra gear and get out and shovel and, you know, make do. There's certainly an element of being tested by the seasons that we have enjoyed for generations here.
Despite that, we're certainly seeing, because of that wind and cold this morning, schools again all around our region, including in your area in the Berkshires, delaying or canceling for the day. So it's a good idea if you can stay put to do so and keep yourself warm. I know that, Samantha, you also have an update for us on the Berkshire Museum story.
Yeah, and in the middle of all this weather news, the Massachusetts Attorney General's office filed this week an update on their arguments in the investigation into the Berkshire Museum art sale. And this is actually quite firm language. We've been wondering what the thinking was at the Attorney General's office, and this lays out pretty clearly what some of their arguments are in this investigation. They're saying that not only is the sale of artwork at issue, but changing of the museum's mission seems, according to the Attorney General's office, to violate the law, that they're mandated by law to be an art museum, and to change their mission to science and history alone would violate that mandate. The AG's office is clearly also laying out what it believes to be Norman Rockwell's intentions, that his paintings that were donated to the museum remain in the permanent collection. The museum, of course, maintains it has the right to sell off its collection to support its plan. But this is the first glimpse of very firm language from the AG's office regarding what it believes would be a violation of law.
Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. You can read more at berkshireeagle.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Samantha, stay warm over the weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
You too, David, and try to enjoy the snow if you can.